Episode 1, Hot, Cold, Wet and Dry.
Our story about the making of modern scientific medicine starts way back with the ancient Greeks. Not because they were practicing it, but because their medicine was what prevailed before. And the operation that was central to all Greek and Greek-influenced medicine was bloodletting. And it's the one which lasted the longest, well over 2,000 years, in fact. Here's a poem I call The Joy of Bloodletting. It accompanies an engraving from the 1630s, showing a French aristocratic woman being bled from the inner arm.
Courage, sir. You have begun, and I'll be brave. Rub it. Tighten the ligature. Puncture with confidence. Make a good opening. Ah! The gush of blood surprises you. How bloodletting purifies the spirits and cleanses the blood of great putrefaction. Oh, gods, the gentle hand, the agreeable puncture. Only a little blood drawn makes me feel much better. Above all remedies, I value bloodletting. I sense my vigour return anew.
It's a special event, the spring bleeding. And it's not because the woman is ill. No, it's to bleed off the excess humours, to avoid illness. The persistence of bloodletting might surprise us, but patients living under the system...